Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, crypto fam. The Bitcoin price is pumping. We just reached the new yearly high of above $31,000. In today's show, we're going to be discussing Bitcoin parabolic advance, means a Bitcoin price all-time high this year in 2023. And this just in, Brazil's largest bank joins National Association to defend Bitcoin and crypto. Quoting them here, we will actively contribute to its development. Let's go. And quoting Max Kaiser, El Salvador's Bitcoin mining country, we are the first country in the world actively mining Bitcoin to add to a new sovereign wealth fund. Let's go, Bitcoin volcano bonds. Also in today's show, JP Morgan Bank deploys JPM coin for euro denominated payments, as well as crypto.com receives regulatory approval to offer crypto services over in Spain, as well as the Winklevoss twins as Gemini Exchange launches Ethereum staking in the UK. We'll also be discussing 421% gains are now on the table for Bitcoin, says crypto analyst Dave DeWay. In fact, I'll be breaking down his chart predicting a $157,512 Bitcoin price by 2025. And check this out. The Bitcoin halving is estimated to be April 16th, 2024. And billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper predicts a $250,000 Bitcoin price 3 months before the halving, which means by January 2024. In fact, he says, I am 100% sure Bitcoin will reach $250,000 by 2024. I'll also be sharing his thoughts regarding Gary Gensler damaging the U.S. with anti-crypto policies and calling for a new way of regulation. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome, everyone. This is podcast episode number 1321. I'm your host, JV, and you gotta love and appreciate days like this where we pump in new yearly highs. Let's frickin' go, shall we? Let's start kicking it off with today's market watch. You can see Bitcoin pumping and in the green up 4%, trading above 31,000. We already hit up roughly 31,400. Hopefully the pumpage continues. We have Ether up 2%, up over $1,900. Litecoin up over 5%, BNB, XRP, all the major cryptos pumping and in the green as the market cap continues on the rise at roughly $1.2 trillion with about $41 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And welcome to everyone just joining us in the live chat. Make sure to say hello. We got the Bitcoin dominance on the climb as well, above 50.2%, with the Ether dominance at 19.2%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, Bitcoin Cash up a whopping 29%, trading at $173, followed by Satoshi Vision up 28%, trading at $35, followed by VeChain up 17%, trading just under 2 cents. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we also have Satoshi Vision, Bitcoin Cash, and FTT leading the pack. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, shows we're currently rated a 65 greed, the same as yesterday. Last week was a 47 neutral, and last month a 50 in neutral. So there you have it. And now for the bullishness in these charts for the King Crypto. And again, welcome to everyone just joining us and tuning in. I appreciate your support. Here we go. Bitcoin hit new all-time highs in 2023, or will hit, according to popular crypto analyst Credible Crypto. Bitcoin has put in a solid performance this month, Incredible is increasingly optimistic for a continuation. To do so, Bitcoin needs to present increasingly large green monthly candles to keep it in line with the previous impulse periods, quoting him here. What's clear with any parabolic advance is the momentum increases exponentially and peaks at the top. We can see this in both prior impulse moves from 3,000 to 14,000 and from 10 to 60K. This time around, Bitcoin has delivered a successful retest of support on the monthly timeframes, with 25,000 now possibly a springboard for a new parabolic advance, quoting him again. So with that in mind, let's take our current situation. The monthly retest complete and the largest monthly candle we have seen thus far was a $10,000 move, which broke us above the monthly level of 25,000. This means I would expect that once expansion begins, which it looks like it has, we should see monthly moves of 10K at a time easily. And from the current levels to prior all-time high as a gap of 40,000, this gap should then logically be covered within a few monthly candles if this is a parabolic advance. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And quoting another analyst, I'm not saying we must hit new all-time highs in October. I am saying I do think we hit a new all-time high by the end of this year. And if someone forced me to pick a month in which I think it would occur, it'd be October. Let's see how things play out. Let me know if you agree. Do you think we can see new all-time highs still likely this year in 2023? Let me know. And the current makeup of U.S. regulatory oversight means that the near-term approvals, even for BlackRock Bitcoin spot ETF, remain less than likely, according to QCP Capital. However, please do keep in mind, the SEC has to respond to this application before the Bitcoin halving in 2024. So if you were to ask me, I think the spot Bitcoin ETF by BlackRock is likely to get approved, but that doesn't mean it's going to get approved anytime soon, most likely next year before the halving, but we shall see. Also, BlackRock has a track record of 575-1, so the chances of the spot Bitcoin ETF being approved are likely very high, with BlackRock being the largest asset manager in the entire world. And breaking news just in, Brazil's largest bank says they joined National Association to defend Bitcoin and crypto, and they say will actively contribute to its development. That, my friend, is what's up. How many of you are pretty bullish for the future prospects of the price action of the King Crypto? Let me know. And why are you so bullish? Holla at your boy. Now let's discuss what is happening with JPM coin, JP Morgan coin. That's right. It was just deployed. The United States-based investment bank JP Morgan is expanding the implementation of one of its major blockchain projects into traditional banking. JP Morgan deployed its blockchain-based payment system, JPM coin, to introduce euro-denominated payments for corporate clients. Bloomberg reported June 23rd. A spokesperson for JP Morgan confirmed that the bank had expanded the JP coin blockchain platform from the US dollars to euros. And according to Basak, JP Morgan's head of coin systems for Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, JPM coin went live with the euro transactions as of June 21st. German conglomerate Siemens conducted the first euro payment on the platform, and the system enables wholesale payments for clients, including large multinational firms, to transfer euros and from their JP Morgan accounts instantly and 24/7. That significantly improves traditional banking transactions, which are usually only processed during business hours. Quoting them here, there are cost benefits to paying at the right time. This could mean there could be more interest income on their deposits. Now, this was actually initially launched back in 2019. JP Coin is a live app aiming to provide an alternative payment rail running on blockchain. And since its launch, JP Morgan reportedly processed about $300 billion of transactions in JPM coin. The bank is yet to scale the system, as its overall daily payment volumes reportedly amount to roughly $10 trillion. If they were smart, they would just embrace Bitcoin. But we all know Bitcoin takes out the central banking cartels, and therefore it is what it is. Now let's discuss the latest news with Spain adoption with Crypto.com, one of the top crypto exchanges out there. Singapore-based crypto exchange service provider Crypto.com obtained a virtual asset provider registration from the Bank of Spain. Let's go, Spain. The regulatory approval allows the exchange to offer a range of crypto-focused services to customers in Spain, a country that has recently taken a positive approach to cryptocurrency. The crypto exchange platform had to comprehensively review its anti-money laundering directive compliance and adhere to other financial crime laws before getting the nod. The latest regulatory approval in Spain comes within weeks of acquiring a major payment institution license for digital payment token services from the Monetary Authority of Singapore. So let's go. Now, Chris, the CEO of Crypto.com, called it entry into the Spanish crypto market, a testimony of its commitment to compliance. Quoting him here, we look forward to continuing to work with the Bank of Spain as we launch our products and services in market and providing users with a comprehensive, safe, and secure crypto experience that they desire. And I am curious how many of you are currently using crypto.com as a crypto exchange. Let me know. The latest regulatory approval means the crypto exchange is a regulated platform in nearly a dozen countries. Apart from Spain, the firm obtained regulatory nod in Singapore, France, the United Kingdom, Dubai, South Korea, Australia, Italy, Greece, and the Cayman Islands, and a pre-registration undertaking with the Ontario Securities Commission and Canadian Securities Administrators. Now, crypto.com, like most other crypto businesses, thrived during the 2021-2022 bull market, expanding its partnership into the mainstream, including with the UFC, and obtaining regulatory approval in multiple jurisdictions. The platform made headlines when it received naming rights to the famous Staples Center in Los Angeles, a multi-purpose arena home to a numerous public events, including boxing, UFC, and basketball competitions. However, with the advent of the bear market, the platform faced certain business troubles and fall in demand, leading to the closure of its institutional platform in the United States earlier in June as the crypto crackdown continues, which is ultimately making these crypto exchanges set up shop overseas, and more than likely this will continue, especially off of the back of the recent news last week of the SEC attacking both Binance and Coinbase. So I don't think things are going to change here anytime soon. It seems they're going after these so-called crypto casinos. And with that being shared, now for the latest of what's coming off of the Gemini exchange, which is owned by the Winklevoss twins. The Winklevoss twins are very optimistic with Bitcoin, predicting a $500,000 Bitcoin price. If you haven't caught the case for a $500,000 Bitcoin price by Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, be sure to check out one of my previous shows as I broke it down in great detail. And yes, Bitcoin is pumping, currently above 31,100. Let's keep it pumping. Let's see if we can get close to $40,000 by the end of this live stream. If you'd like to see that, make some noise in the live chat. Now let's discuss Gemini staking available for Ethereum on the Gemini exchange. Check this out. Cameron and Tyler own crypto exchange Gemini, continues to expand its services worldwide, actively debuting Ethereum staking specifically in the United Kingdom. Do note, staking is not available in the United States as the regulators are going after them for that. So on June 23rd, Gemini officially announced the expansion of Gemini Staking Pro in the UK, where all my people in the United Kingdom, holla at your boy. The service allows institutions and high net worth individuals to become Ethereum validators by locking up at least 32 ETH, currently worth around $60,000 at the time of this recording, provided by Gemini Trust Company. The institutional ETH staking program immediately available in the Gemini web interface as of now. At launch, Gemini Staking Pro is the only staking product available in the UK. According to Gemini support, the UK is the only country at Gemini's coverage where the platform runs institutional staking exclusively. So there you have it. The Gemini Staking Pro service is currently live in the US, excluding New York, Singapore, Hong Kong, Australia, Brazil, and more than 30 countries. Interesting to note, I thought they didn't have the go-ahead to have that in the US, but it seems it is, just not in New York. Gemini staking services are not regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority, the announcement said. Gemini also mentioned the platform will reimburse stakers for certain penalties imposed in connection with staking, citing challenges related to running a validator node. Gemini referred to small mistakes that can lead to network imposed penalties and even losing stake tokens, oh no, known as slashing. The firm proposed to help stakers avoid this issue, stating the following. At Gemini, we simplify the staking process for you. With Gemini operating the validator nodes, users can stake their assets with more confidence and without the technical know-hows. This news comes amid Ethereum core developers planning to increase the maximum amount of Ether required to become a validator from 32 ETH to as much as 2,048 ETH, worth roughly $4 million. The minimum staking amount would remain at 32 ETH. And as previously reported, the US-based crypto exchange Gemini is currently facing a lawsuit from the US SEC. The regulator believes that Gemini has violated security regulations by offering unregistered securities as part of its lending platform known as Gemini Earn. And shortly after getting sued by the SEC, Gemini announced plans to expand into the Asia Pacific region, another exchange making big moves overseas with very limited options in the United States. How many of you are currently using the Gemini crypto exchange? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And how many of you have taken advantage of staking before? And what are your thoughts on the ETH validator program. And with that being shared, now let's discuss a $157,000 Bitcoin price target, followed by Tim Draper's very bullish $250,000 Bitcoin price prediction and the latest updates from the billionaire venture capitalist. And then we'll end the show doing some live Q&A, giving everyone the opportunity to have their comments heard and read out loud. So yeah, let's break down this next price prediction. 421% gains. Let's go. A trader with a history of making accurate predictions in the crypto space says Bitcoin is likely gearing up for a massive move to the upside. Dave the Wave shared that Bitcoin could shoot up by more than 420% from its current value. Happy 420 to all my crew out there. He says Bitcoin's bottom is likely already in, and the question now is just how high Bitcoin can run. And I agree with that statement. I do believe the bottom is in, which we hit last year at 15,700. Let me know if you agree with the analyst. Quoting him here, with a consensus building that the Bitcoin bottom is in, the question increasingly raised is what could the next top be? A proportionate response within the parameters of the logarithmic growth curve performing since 2018. The trader provides his chart, which you can see here on your screen, predicting a $157,512 Bitcoin price by 2025. Send it. Let's freaking go. He bases the estimate on his LGC curve, which aims to estimate Bitcoin's long-term highs and lows throughout its lifetime while ignoring the short-term volatility as well as the Fibonacci extension levels. And according to Dave the Wave, Bitcoin bottomed at 27,000, which is the 0.382 Fibonacci retracement level, similar to the price pattern in 2016 that led to a multi-year Bitcoin run. And in May, the trader said the strong support levels were sitting between the $22,000 and $26,000 range for Bitcoin. And earlier in the month, when Bitcoin was trading at $25,000, he warned against being overly cautious. Bitcoin crossed $30,000 on Wednesday and over $31,000 here this afternoon. You gotta love it as the Bitcoin price action continues to pump. As I point out here, the next Bitcoin halving estimated date is April 16th, 2024, meaning roughly 10 months away. And billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper is predicting a $250,000 Bitcoin price specifically 3 months before the halving, which ultimately means by January 2024. And he says, I am 100% sure that Bitcoin will reach $250,000 by 2024. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And now let's break down this prediction in more detail before we dive into our live Q&A. And massive shout out to Tim Draper. Before we even get into the price prediction, I want to share his latest update he just shared, saying that Gary Gensler, the chairman of the SEC, is damaging the U.S. with anti-crypto policies, and he also calls for a new way of regulation. Quoting him here from a new interview, the SEC has no relevance to crypto and needs to be regulated in a new way. What's America going to look like in 40 years? It's going to be a total wasteland. There's going to be no technology. Crypto is coming. AI is coming. What is the new fear about spreading technologies? They are great for us. We got smartphones. We have got Teslas. We got all these amazing new technologies. And he continues, if there was a fraud in FTX, and I think there probably was, then you have a job to go do. But you don't just start shooting randomly at any company with new technology. That makes absolutely no sense. And sure, there are certain people who are doing things that you clearly don't want to have done in the U.S. We all have to play by a certain set of rules. We play by those rules. We always believed in those rules in the U.S., but now it's like we don't know what the rules are, and Gensler can enforce whatever he wants and whenever he wants. That is going to drive all the innovation right out of our country, which we're experiencing firsthand. It makes no sense at all. He is damaging our country if he is going to do that. Coinbase, all they wanted to do was abide by the law. They kept writing the SEC, what can we do here, etc. The SEC let them go public, but somehow now they are going. You're somehow violating things. He goes on to share that Brian Armstrong has done everything right. He has done everything according to the books. He's got a new innovation. It's Bitcoin and crypto. These amazing things are going to transform the global economy. We are going to see extraordinary things come out of these. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tim Draper. And now for his bullish price prediction, let's break it down, shall we? We all know he initially made this prediction back in 2018, and then obviously it didn't come into fruition. He said Bitcoin would hit 250,000 by 2022. So on a recent podcast episode, they interviewed him, and Basically, Scott Melker said Tim Draper changed his Bitcoin price increase timeline, and Draper says, I am guessing 250,000 Bitcoin. I expect it before June, but it may be delayed. He goes on to share, we're running. It may occur 3 months before the halving. So knowing the halving is likely to be in April of next year, that means Bitcoin is likely to hit a $250,000 Bitcoin price, according to Tim Draper, by January 2024. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that. Now, the factors driving the price prediction, he says, institutional adoption could boost this Bitcoin price. In recent months, MicroStrategy, Square, and Tesla invested extensively into Bitcoin. This has legitimized Bitcoin as an asset class and drawn institutional investors to it. And let's not forget all the institutional adoption of spot Bitcoin ETF filings we are seeing left and right. He also says, I think we're going to see a lot more countries start to accept Bitcoin as a currency. We call that Bitcoin game theory, which we are seeing in full effect. I think the world is going to become much more Bitcoin friendly. Let me know if you agree or disagree with billionaire venture capitalists. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.